Imagine this scenario for a second. You're an instructor, right? And you get this classroom analytics report saying frequent active participation. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, encouraging.
But then maybe a week later, you get another report, a much more granular one. And it shows that participation, well, it actually comes from only, say, 21% of your students.
Yeah.
Suddenly, which one of those reports really makes you stop and think, maybe I need to change how I teach?
That second one, definitely. Big difference.
Exactly. So today, we're going to dig into a really fascinating paper from Carnegie Mellon University. It introduces something called CLACID. And it's a new method that could, well, fundamentally change how we understand what students are doing in actual physical classrooms.
It's quite innovative.
Our mission today is basically to unpack how these ambient sensing systems can go beyond just vague overall numbers.
Aggregate data.
Yeah.
Right. Aggregate data. And instead give you really accurate individual level insights. Think of this as your shortcut to getting truly well informed about where learning spaces are heading.
And the challenge it's tackling is... it's very real. Yeah. You know, traditional classroom observation, it takes a ton of effort, it's expensive, and you only get these little snapshots.
Right.
And the current ambient sensing systems, they give us some data, like, okay, total hand raises. But they really struggle to tell you who is raising their hand or to track individuals consistently over time.
How badly do they struggle?
Well, we've seen systems where in a small class, maybe 15, 20 students, a single student might get assigned like 200 different unique IDs.
200.
For one person.
Yeah. And when your data is like that, any insights you try to pull are just unreliable. Pretty useless, actually.
Okay, 200 IDs for maybe 15 students? That sounds like a complete mess for any teacher. So how does CLACID cut through all that noise? What's the core idea here for getting reliable individual data?
So CLACID focuses on two main things. First, assigning persistent anonymous IDs within a single class session. And second, doing that across multiple sessions.
Okay, let's start with the within session part. How does that work? It uses standard commodity 4K cameras, which is great because it means it's scalable, affordable.
Okay.
And it combines that with advanced deep learning things like multi-object tracking to follow students, analyzing facial features, estimating gaze direction.
Standard AI tracking stuff, mostly.
Sort of, but here's the really clever bit. Yeah. It adds these smart reconciliation techniques. Think of them like intelligent filters for the data.
Reconciliation techniques, what do they reconcile?
They're crucial. They automatically filter out those very short-lived wrong IDs.
Yeah. Numbers,
and they merge IDs for the same student, even if they move around, maybe get blocked from view for a second, or even leave the camera's view and come back.
Ah, so it pieces together the track even with interruptions.
Exactly. That's where the real step up in accuracy comes from.
So with these reconciliation techniques in play, how much better does the tracking get? What are the results like?
They're genuinely impressive. CLACID assigns unique IDs to about 98% of students, and it does that with 95% accuracy. And remember those crazy error numbers. That baseline system with maybe 167 wrong extra IDs per class. CLACID brings that down to just 3 on average.
From 167 down to 3, that's a huge difference.
It's a massive leap forward, yeah.
Okay, that level of precision just within one session is pretty remarkable. But you mentioned the other challenge, tracking across different sessions. Re-identifying anonymous students days or weeks later, that sounds even harder.
Oh, it absolutely is harder. Huh. So for that, CLACID creates what they call session-level representations. Think of it like a unique digital fingerprint for each student for that day.
A fingerprint based on what?
It analyzes their consistent gaze patterns, filtering out moments when they just glance away briefly and also their unique facial features across the session. Then it uses a clever matching process to link these anonymous fingerprints from one day to the next.
And how well does that matching work compared to other methods?
Again, really well. CLACID performs much better than the current state-of-the-art re-identification algorithms. They found it achieves about 85% precision, especially when you combine it with basic attendance info. The baseline was only around 44%.
85% versus 44%. Okay, so that's another big jump.
Definitely. So if we connect this back to the big picture, what does this ability to track individuals reliably actually do for education? I mean, it's not just cool tech, right?
Right. What are the practical implications?
It unlocks really rich learning analytics, things you just can't see with overall numbers. Like with active participation, you don't just see that participation happen, you see which students are participating.
And how often? Like, is it the same few kids all the time?
Exactly. Is it sporadic or sustained? You can spot potential equity gaps that the aggregate data completely hides. Or think about gaze understanding attention.
How so?
Well, it can differentiate between students looking up,
yeah,
focused on the instructor versus looking down, maybe focused on their own work or notes. Subtle but powerful insights into attention. And then there's the longitudinal view, tracking engagement patterns over a whole course. Is a student's disengagement just a one-off bad day? Or is it a consistent pattern the instructor needs to address?
So for anyone listening, whether you're an educator, maybe a student yourself, or just interested in tech's future, what's the takeaway? This kind of data, it seems like it could really help teachers get targeted feedback.
Definitely.
Help researchers studying pedagogy.
Immensely valuable for them.
And maybe even influence how we design classrooms physically to encourage more equitable interaction.
All of the above. Better feedback, better research, potentially better spaces.
Of course, whenever you talk about tracking students, even anonymously, the privacy question comes up. How does the paper handle that?
Yeah, it's crucial. And they do address it. They acknowledge the concerns, things like potential de-anonymization, misuse of data. But they also emphasize mitigation strategies.
Like what?
Things like strictly limiting who can access the data, minimizing the data collected in the first place. And they stress the need for more research into privacy-preserving techniques.
Okay.
Like differential privacy is one method mentioned.
Hmm.
That basically adds statistical noise to protect individuals while still allowing broader analysis. Plus, the need for really robust ethical guidelines around using this tech. It's a balance.
So fundamentally, ClassEyed seems to transform classroom video. It goes from these blurry overall statistics to sharp individual insights. It offers a level of understanding that honestly just wasn't practical before.
Precisely. It moves from aggregate guesswork to granular evidence.
Which leads us to the final thought for you to mull over.
Right. If we can accurately track individual learning behaviors in physical classrooms without needing students to wear sensors or anything intrusive, what new possibilities does that really open up for truly personalized, truly equitable education?
And crucially.
And just as importantly, what ethical guardrails, what considerations must we all collectively prioritize as these kinds of powerful technologies become more common? Something to think about.